Today in New Haven, Connecticut, 10,000 union members gathered to support workers at Yale University. For more than 2 weeks, 2,000 of the university's maintenance, food service, technical, and clerical workers have been on strike. And that strike may be emphasizing some class divisions, as John Dankosky reports from member station WNPR.
With cheering crowds, the sound of a drumline, and a hint of fall in the air, the tree-lined New Haven Green felt more like the site of a college football pep rally. This is the latest and the largest in a series of union marches that have disrupted the start of the school year and widened the gap in Yale's effort to improve relations with the city and its workers. Megan Doyle is a museum assistant at the Yale Art Gallery. She says that while the workers are looking for better pay and pensions, those aren't the only reasons they're striking against the Ivy League school. As she talked, some strikers walked by with signs calling Yale elitist.
It puts itself above so much of the population of this town. And this town is the biggest employer. And yet it doesn't seem to understand that without this town, there's nothing.
Yale President Richard Levin says he's disappointed in the university's labor relations, but he says both Yale and its union workers have been victims of New Haven's declining manufacturing industry that cost tens of thousands of jobs in the last 30 years.
That sort of focused all the energy of the local labor movement onto the one remaining large unionized employer, that was Yale. So we, in a sense, we're bearing the burden of what is an unfortunate and bitter economic history of the New Haven community.
But Levin says if the workers wanted to sign a contract, they could have 18 months ago.
After all, we're not asking for any givebacks. We're increasing wages, increasing pensions, increasing an already generous benefits package. But, you know, the unions have had their own agenda and have wanted to use Yale as a national platform for publicity for the labor movement and for organizing efforts.
At the head of those efforts is John Sweeney, president of the AFL-CIO. At today's rally, he led a civil disobedience action that blocked downtown streets. He says his concern is a fair contract for the 2,000 striking workers at Yale.
And if we have to draw national attention on this industry, on this institution, then that's what we're going to do. We're going to use the power of the labor movement to draw as much attention as we possibly can in support of the Yale employees.
But while marches and rallies continue outside on a daily basis, inside, Yale students are trying to go about the job of learning. Professors have moved hundreds of classes off campus to alternate sites. Churches, theaters, bookstores, and even pizza parlors.
Mr. Army's ready.
Assistant Professor Andrew Schrank is teaching his Sociology of Development class at Naples Pizza.
I'm here because I feel comfortable neither crossing picket lines nor asking my students to cross picket lines.
Some students have joined the strikers. Others support the university. But many see it as a learning opportunity. Like sophomore Zoe Cullen, who calls the situation more energizing than disruptive.
Because I think people are actively conscious of everything that's going on in the classroom and outside and the interaction between the two.
Yale officials say despite the disruptions, the campus is running smoothly. And they say roughly half the union employees have crossed the picket lines and are continuing their work. But the strikers are dug in. They got an increase this week in strike pay from the union and a boost from some replacement workers who left their jobs in support of the strike. And talks do continue away from the chanting crowds. This week, for the first time, both sides say there's been some progress toward a contract. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky in New Haven, Connecticut.